Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, joined here by Susie DeCarroll, and she is right inside the Midwest Bank branch in Aledo, right here at 94 and 17 for Porter Hay Insurance. And nice to have you back, Susie.
Thanks, Terry. It's nice to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about the life insurance products that you offer today. Nobody likes to think about life insurance, but everybody is glad that they have it when it's time. How do you bring up that discussion of life insurance with a customer?
Honestly, like, life insurance is kind of my thing, so I just ask people.
You have to, and I like how forward you are with that, because it is such an important product. Yeah. If you have children, if you have loved ones, that you never know what's going to happen day to day. Each day is not promised, so life insurance helps there.
Yeah, it does. And September's Life Insurance Awareness Month, so I'm probably going to be bringing it up more to people. I know this year and last year haven't been real fun with insurance. Rates are up everywhere. I totally get that. But that doesn't mean that we don't worry about life insurance. We still need to talk to people about it and make sure that they're covered. The worst thing in the world for us that could happen is somebody passes away, all their insurance is here, and we don't have any life insurance on them. So we want to make sure that we're talking to everybody about it, so when something does happen, their loved ones can come to us and we can make sure that's taken care of for them.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there's two main types of life insurance, which would be whole life and term life. Is that correct?
That's right. Whole life is there for forever. So that's why it's whole life. It builds cash value. It's there forever. It's kind of like buying a house. It's something that you're investing in that you're going to have forever. Term life is more like the mortgage on your house, so, or renting. So you have it for a certain amount of time, you know, 10, 20, 30 years.
You know, the times where this always comes up is not the thinking ahead. It's always at the end, and the house has to be paid, the heat bill has to be paid, and if you lose a source of income, life insurance can be there to protect you.
Absolutely. You know, your family's already going to be dealing with the fact that you're gone, and they're going to be grieving. You know, we don't want somebody's family to be displaced as well, like if they have to sell the house to pay for medical expenses or pay for the funeral or something like that. So the younger you are, the cheaper it is. So I know 20-year-olds don't like to think about life insurance, but that's really the time to think about it.
And you know, grandmas and grandpas that are listening, you know, one of the least expensive times are when you have a brand new grandchild come into the world. You could only be paying a few dollars a month for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a lot of parents and grandparents sit by, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, because one thing that you're doing when you buy a baby or a child life insurance is you're protecting their insurability. So once they get older, they still have it. You know, something can come up. There could be an accident, an illness where they aren't insurable anymore. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it does happen. So babies are wonderful because they usually don't have any medical issues, and it's cheaper.
Well, and when you're an adult, we just can't control whether or not we're going to develop, we probably can, but whether we develop diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol. As a baby, you got a fresh start. So really, like you said, the younger you are, the better, because you can avoid all those health examinations.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a great idea if you are a grandparent, you know, and you want to do something for your new grandbabies or just your grandbabies in general, you know, come and talk to me about life insurance and we'll get that taken care of.
And then finally, I'm in my 40s. Mm-hmm. Can I come see you about life insurance, and can you still identify an affordable product for me?
Absolutely. We've got a couple companies that we go through, Cincinnati Life and Auto Owners Life. So there's options there, and both companies have different options. So it's just kind of what's going to fit the best in your budget and to cover your needs. So.
All right. As you watch those kids on the field this evening in football, remember, you can come see Susie DeCarroll and take care of their life insurance needs and yours as well. Susie, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks, Terry.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.